Republicans in the House of Representatives have installed California Congressman Bill Thomas as the new chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. In choosing Thomas, Republicans bypassed Phil Crane of Illinois, who has more seniority. Thomas is an expert on health issues and is considered one of the most effective legislators in the House. But he also is known for his hair-trigger temper. NPR's Julie Rovner has this profile.
Outside Washington, the Ways and Means Committee chairman is not normally a household name. But the position couldn't be much more important to the incoming Bush administration. Just ask Tom Scully, who heads the Federation of American Hospitals.
If you look at the Bush, President-elect Bush's agenda, 85-90% of it is in the Ways and Means Committee. Tax cuts, Medicare reform, Social Security reform, access to health care.
Scully, who worked for Bush's father, says Republicans opted for the 59-year-old Thomas over the 70-year-old Crane because of Thomas's mastery of the legislative process.
He's insurmountable. He's negotiating legislation. When he walks into a room and negotiates the details of Medicare bills, which every major Medicare bill for the last 6-7 years he's done, makes him dominant because he knows more than the staff do on the other side. And when you walk in a room and you know more than the staff do on the other side, people tend to leave all the details to you. So he writes all the details.
Thomas, who's chaired the panel's health subcommittee for the past 6 years, came to Congress from a career in academia. Sometimes the lecturing professor can be heard when he talks policy, like during this debate last summer on a Medicare prescription drug plan.
The premium that has been advertised on the president's plan is an estimate from HCFA because the only locked amount is a 50% of the benefit. That's why CBO came up with a different estimate of the premium than HCFA came up with the price of the premium.
That strength as a master of detail is also Thomas's greatest weakness, say congressional observers like Tom Mann of the Brookings Institution.
Bill Thomas does not suffer fools gladly.
Thomas, who's not shy about reminding people just how much he knows, is legendary for berating witnesses at hearings, his colleagues, and even occasionally reporters. He was also touched by scandal last year when he was accused of having an affair with a health industry lobbyist. But Crane, too, ran under a cloud after having briefly checked himself into a facility to treat his alcoholism. In the end, said Mann, Republicans made the decision to go with Thomas because they thought it was in their own self-interest.
He has a record of legislative accomplishment, and that's something that is exceedingly important to this fragile Republican majority as George Bush begins sending up some pretty controversial policy proposals.
But for all his combative tendencies, Thomas has often forged alliances across party lines. Ben Cardin of Maryland is a Democrat on the Ways and Means Committee who's collaborated with Thomas on a number of bills.
He has a track record of working with Democrats. I think the challenge will be whether the Republican leadership will give the Ways and Means Committee the latitude to bring out a bipartisan bill on taxes or on Social Security, on Medicare. And if they do, I think Bill Thomas is the person who can develop such legislation.
Although he's best known for his expertise on health, Thomas is also well steeped in the arcana of the tax code, Social Security, and trade. It's expertise he'll need in the coming months as President-elect Bush turns to Congress to try to craft his agenda into law. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.